This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm asking a question. Are you overthinking your next move? This used to happen to me so much that I started envisioning myself doing a little two-step dance called Trust and Act. My first step symbolizes me trusting God, and my second step is me taking action. You deepen your relationship with God when you trust Him and then take actions. It's not a two-step dance if you don't do both. Trusting and acting involves giving all of yourself in that moment and trusting that God has you in the next. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the woman who poured her expensive perfume over Jesus' head. I'm sure she had been saving it for some time, but she didn't overthink her actions in the moment. She didn't become paralyzed by the security of saving her expensive perfume. Instead, she trusted Jesus in one moment and acted in the next. When the woman gave all of herself in that moment, even tuning out Peter's remarks that she was being wasteful, Jesus said, "I assure you, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be talked about in her memory." So what are you on the fence about today because you're overthinking your next move? Let these words inspire you to come down off that fence. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, don't overthink your next move.